Welcome back to the Toncast. This is your host, EZ. Today is a very special day. We have a very special guest. We're a true fan of his work. Would like to welcome Todd Robert Anderson. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First off, just want to make sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. Todd, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay,
Todd,
good,
yes.
Good. Just wanted to get that
you
straight.
You nailed that right out of the gate.
Fantastic,
good job.
Fantastic. Well, Todd, you're a writer of words, star of media, and a marginal sports fan. This summer, many memorable moments were provided by the Olympics.
Oh, the Summer Olympics, yes.
Exactly. They're winding down. So today's theme is sports talk, Olympics.
Oh, Olympia, looking nice.
There you go. Yeah. So to start off, do you follow the Olympics?
Not to a great degree, although, you know, I've watched a little bit of the Olympics. I watched whatever was on. I saw some gymnastics and a lot of volleyball. I enjoyed the volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw some swimming and some diving and all that stuff.
So would you say volleyball was your favorite event?
Of what I saw, yes.
Okay.
Women's volleyball.
Beach or team indoor?
I saw, let me see, I think I saw just beach. Yeah, it was all beach. Yeah, beach.
Okay.
Saw a team and doubles, but I don't think I saw anything indoors.
Yeah.
But right. My memory's, not very good. So one of them could have been indoors.
All right. Fair enough.
And I just want to say that the reason I like women's volleyball is not because it's hot women in bikinis jumping around. That's not why. It's more interesting than men's volleyball because the volleys last longer.
There's no judgment on the Toncast. You're in safe
company.
Okay,
I just want everybody to know that.
Excellent.
I'm not like watching the Olympics because I'm a perv or something. It's because I actually enjoy watching the game.
The athletics. All right, the athleticism. So you mentioned swimming. Mm-hmm. Not sure if you've heard, Ryan Lochte, U.S. swimmer, admitted to peeing in the pool. Thoughts.
Right, I read about that. Yes, he said it was okay to pee in the pool, but not okay to poo in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there was a video, right? And it was like a bit. He was trying to be funny.
But
I think that's proof that just because you're an Olympic athlete doesn't mean automatically that you can do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's the lesson to take away from that.
Agreed. And I know your son at the moment, he's just learning how to swim. Do you think this is a good message?
We don't have a pool.
Mm-hmm.
He swims in other people's pools. So the message doesn't really have any huge effect on me. I don't really care if he pees in the pool. But, I don't know if that's the best message, per se. But I don't really care because it's not my problem. I only care about that which affects me directly.
Mm-hmm. Moving outside the realm of the Olympics, do you have a favorite sports league, a favorite team?
I'm a big fan of the Irish sport hurling.
Ah.
And the County Cork team is, fun to watch.
Yeah. Can you explain a little bit about hurling to those listeners who do not know?
Well, it's an Irish sport. They have a couple of sports that are, specific to Ireland. There's hurling, and then I think it's called Gaelic ball.
Gaelic ball.
But hurling is, it's like a small, hard ball, and everybody's got sticks with like sort of flat ends. And you can, when you catch the ball, you pass the ball back and forth. It's sort of like a soccer field. And on both ends is a soccer goal, but above the soccer goal is a field goal, like American football. And if you get the ball in the net, it's 2 points. If you get the field goal, it's 1 point. You pass the ball to your teammates. You can hold the ball and run with it for 3 paces only. And then after that, you either have to pass it or you can balance it on your stick if you want to keep moving with it, but you can't hold it for more than those paces.
Interesting.
So,
all
right. So you have to like bounce it on your stick, and it's very, it can be very violent. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're large sticks. A lot of teeth get lost. But the coolest part about that, and a Gaelic ball in Ireland, is that these sports, national sports over there, are all amateur. There's no professional athletes. They make no money playing the sport.
So you could show up and start hurling.
Well, I don't know if it's like that. I mean, I think you have to be good. You have to get on the team. I don't think you just show up. I'm sure there's small, neighborhood hurling games that, pickup games that you're welcome to join. But the point being is they don't make, millions of dollars doing this. And sometimes if, there's a big kind of hurling star, sometimes that person will get, an advertisement deal,
okay.
making money that way. But they don't make money for the sport, itself.
Right. So the average person couldn't be a hurler. You have to be...
Well, I think you have to,
okay.
be a good hurler.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what an average person is, but
okay.
I don't know.
So you're watching a game of hurling.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or a match. Is it a game? Is it a match?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Irish. I don't really get to watch it very much because they don't put it even on ESPN 18 over here. It's hard to see hurling. But I enjoy watching it when I was in Ireland that one time.
Yeah, excellent. So that you're watching a game of hurling. Uh-huh. What are you eating and or drinking?
Well, I would say, you're drinking Guinness, most likely.
Naturally.
Or maybe having a Jameson's.
Mm-hmm.
And then you eat, you can have some chips, fish and chips maybe, or shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
In the stands. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You have like a pie. Yeah, I'm sure they sell them. It's like you just get a bowl and they glop some in the bowl and you take it up in the stands.
Next.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent. Do you remember any good hurling chants that the fans were screaming?
I really don't.
No.
I wasn't at the game itself. I was at a pub watching it on a television, and they didn't really chant, but it was like any sports fan. When things were good, they yelled, and when things got screwed up, they got mad, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. So do you have a sports hero?
A sports hero?
Or did you have one growing up?
I don't have a sports hero now. I really don't follow very many professional sports, as I think I've pointed out, Olympics and hurling. When I was a kid, I really liked Pele.
Pele.
Yeah.
All right, what about Pele? Why?
He was in the movie Victory.
Ah, there you go.
That's a good movie.
And I know many of our fans have not seen Victory. Can we get a brief synopsis?
Oh, yeah, it's about these prisoners of war, they challenge the Nazis to a soccer match, and they plan an escape. So their idea is that in the middle of the soccer match, they'll just escape, and the Nazis will be like, what? But then they get really into the game.
And well, don't blow the ending.
I don't want to blow the ending.
Yeah.
I'm just saying,
I know
the
many
game
fans.
They get very excited.
Yeah.
And Pele does do at one point, spoiler alert, but he does a bicycle kick. It's pretty exciting. Flipping upside down and getting it's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's got Stallone and Michael Caine and it's
wow.
Very good.
All right, quite the cast.
It is a marvelous cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
If you haven't seen Victory, you really, really should.
And you were telling me earlier your son is at sports camp. How's he enjoying that right now?
He does enjoy sport camp.
What kind of athletics is he participating in?
Well, they do everything, from what I understand. Soccer and football and basketball and baseball and hockey and bowling and badminton and all of it.
Bowling and badminton. So what is the difference, then, between a sport, a game, and an athletic competition, if you will?
Well, I think a sport, well, I mean, a game, sports are games. I think those can, you know, be intertwined. Mm-hmm. Although I would say that there are games, like video games, that aren't sports.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, even though there's competition and, like, say, I don't know, like skeet shooting or something, you know, I don't know how sporty that is. And it's not really a game, per se. But there's, I would say there's a lot of crossover in those three areas.
Mm-hmm. So with video games, do you think maybe, say, Wii bowling,
uh-huh,
sport or game?
That's a game.
That's a game.
Yeah.
Wii Fit, athletics, game.
I guess it's an athletic video game.
Interesting.
I suppose.
We'll have to come back to this at another time.
Yeah, it's very hard. I don't know
how to... Complicated.
Yeah,
to draw that distinction.
My mind is getting twisted with all these weird... There's just a lot of crossover.
All right, well, we don't want to put you here on the spot.
It hurts. I feel a little sick now.
We'll keep it easy. All right, so we'll round it out with two games that I want to play here.
Oh, games, okay.
The first game is called Improve the Sport. And I will give you a sport, and you need to improve it.
Okay.
Change the rules, change the athletes, whatever you need to do to make the sport more enjoyable as a fan.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Or more competitive.
Okay.
Both preferably.
Right, right.
All right, so we'll start easy. Basketball.
Basketball. I think to improve basketball, every 10 minutes during the game... there's 100 other basketballs suddenly get thrown onto the court, but only the original game ball is the one that matters. So then it becomes like this scramble to figure out which one's the one and get all the other ones off the court. And if that happened, I mean, just the visual of 100 basketballs all being shot onto the court at once, I think that would be exciting.
Very exciting, yeah. Are they all the same size and color?
I think they should be all the same size and color. And there's just, like, maybe a very, very small but distinct mark on the original official game ball. But it's very hard to figure out which one is which.
That's good. I like that. Okay. American football.
American football, if... I think to make that... Well, the problem, you know, as a viewer of football that I have is there are large swaths of time in between plays where they're working stuff out and they try to make it, you know, go quicker with cheerleaders, I guess, in some cases, although that seems to have died off.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and that sport kind of, you know, brings out sort of the animal in everybody. So I think, you know, when they're getting ready, setting up for their next play during that time, there just should be probably pornography played on large monitors around the stadium.
Interesting. I thought you were going to go in the direction of wild animals should be released onto the field.
That would be fun too. I would reserve that for the play itself, though.
Okay.
I would, you know, as soon as without warning, you release large animals.
Sure.
Onto the field during a play, I think that'd be exciting.
Makes sense.
I think a good idea too. But on the downtime, I mean, I think obviously pornography is the way. That's the way to go.
Keep the people entertained.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. People love pornography.
Speaking of which, ping pong.
Ping pong. Ping pong obviously would be a better game if the ball was rigged to explode if it's hit in just the right pinpoint. So it could blow up at any time, and you don't know. And at some point, or not, during the game, someone, if they hit it just right, boom, explosion.
I like that. Taking hot potato...
To a new level. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. And bocce.
Bocce ball?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, bocce ball is a more interesting game if it's all nude. I mean, I think that's all you need. Bocce is got to be the most exciting game, sport on the planet, mm-hmm, really. So there's not much you can do to improve that. It's a perfect lawn game. But because it's a lawn game, I think it lends itself to all nude.
Nudity.
Yeah, nudity. Just sure. All nude, yeah.
All right, yeah. That makes sense. Interesting yeah. modifications.
Mm-hmm.
This next game is called Overpaid, Underpaid, Paid.
Okay.
All right? Uh-huh. So, you tell me naturally, is this athlete overpaid, underpaid, or just paid?
Okay, sure.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, I would say he's overpaid. I'm going to go overpaid.
Why?
Because I, as you know, I'm an actor, and a number of years ago, the union contracts came up for renegotiation, and we had a strike, and Tiger Woods shot a commercial, a series of commercials during the strike, citing contractual obligations as the reason why he did scab labor. And that makes no sense because he was working under a union contract, and when a union goes on strike, all the contracts become null and void.
Of course.
But he made millions and millions of dollars while the rest of us were on strike for 6 months, not making any money. And he's a jerk for doing that.
Yeah.
Therefore, overpaid.
You heard it here, Tiger. Todd Robert Aronson is calling you out.
You're a jerk.
All yeah. right. There yeah. you go. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe, I'm just going to say he's paid.
Paid.
I mean, I would say, from what I understand, I'm not a big, you know, NBA guy, but from what I understand, he's kind of getting older, so maybe he's a little overpaid at this point, but he's a pretty amazing player, so
yeah. All right.
I think he got paid.
Kobe's all right in your
yeah,
book.
Yeah.
Olympic decathletes.
Well, they're underpaid. They don't get paid unless they win, and then they only get $25,000, and then it's taxed, and that's when you, if you dedicate your whole life to something, and if you win, you get a shitty little sum of money, and they tax it, and they tax your stupid medal, too, because it's worth money.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, way underpaid.
Okay.
But at the same time, it's amateur sport, so if they got paid, then it wouldn't be amateur anymore. So it's it's tricky. It's fair a tricky enough. Thing.
That is.
If we keep, dicey. If we're going to keep the Olympics amateur, which I guess we sort of do, on the level that we don't pay anybody for dedicating their entire lives to winning in the name of their homeland, I don't know. I would say underpaid. It's underpaid. I'm going to go ahead.
So all underpaid. Right. Underpaid.
Yeah. Officially. And there's no, and that wouldn't matter so much if there was still worldwide a world of sports, you know, like they used to have in the 70s and 80s, where you actually, so you know, followed these athletes, so you knew who they were, so they made a lot of money on Wheaties boxes and stuff right. like that, but that doesn't exist anymore. You only see these people in the Olympics, so they're not stars at all, which is why they have so much of that commentary running during the Olympics, you know, the announcers telling these backstories of all these people to get you invested in the, as if, like, flipping around 18 times in the air all by yourself without a springboard isn't awesome enough. You also need to know their backstory.
Right.
You know, I'm not into it, but yeah.
You don't want to humanize these athletes.
Well, I don't have a problem with humanizing them, but I don't think they do a very good job. I think when you got to watch them every Sunday as part of your sport viewing with your family, and you'd see these track stars and gymnasts and all this stuff doing on TV every week, you didn't need to like come up with these humanizing stories to make it more exciting, because everybody who was watching the Olympics was already on board with these athletes and had been following them. But now that's just not the case.
Right. Okay. Last. Overpaid, underpaid, paid.
Mm-hmm.
Todd.
Me?
Todd.
Oh, underpaid.
Underpaid.
Way underpaid.
Yeah.
Underpaid. Yeah, it's ridiculous how under my paying has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, Todd, I'm still saying that correctly, right?
Yeah, you're really good at pronouncing my name.
I don't want to offend you in any way.
Really just spot on. A lot of people don't get it.
It's always a pleasure, and we're glad that you could join us on the Toncast today. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. See you around.
All right.